For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump now says he misspoke in Helsinki and that he supports the U.S. intelligence community and its conclusion that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Reading prepared remarks, the president said he confused words when he rejected the intelligence community's findings of Russian meddling. When he stood next to Vladimir Putin, the president said he saw no reason why it would be Russia that interfered with the election.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
The president also reiterated his faith in the U.S. intelligence community, saying he accepts the assessment of Russian interference, but then added, it could have been other people too. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
An Indiana prosecutor credits genealogy databases for helping to run down a suspect in the 1988 abduction, rape, and murder of an 8-year-old girl. 59-year-old John D. Miller was arrested Sunday. A genetic genealogist found Miller by using DNA from the case and building a family link. Allen County Prosecutor Karen Richards thanked the agencies that helped close the case.
The abduction and death of 8-year-old April Tinsley that finally culminated in an arrest on Sunday has haunted this community for over 30 years.
South Carolina authorities finally recaptured a jail escapee who has been on the loose for weeks. 20-year-old murder suspect Curtis Green was on the run for nearly 2 months after he and two other prisoners beat up a guard and escaped from the Orangeburg County, South Carolina jail. The other two were recaptured in less than a week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Ford is the latest car maker to reach an airbag settlement with the feds, and USA's Chris Barnes is reporting.
Ford owners will share $299 million the car maker will pay to settle federal lawsuits over faulty Takata airbags. Ford agreed to the settlement filed in Miami federal court. The money's to reimburse owners for their expenses, waiting for fixes to their cars, and for loaner vehicles for vehicles that can't be driven until the airbags are replaced. Toyota, BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Nissan have all previously reached similar settlements over those airbags. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former President Barack Obama gave a speech in South Africa where he takes aim at divisive politics. While he didn't mention the current president directly at the 16th Nelson Mandela Annual Lecture, the former president said, "We live in strange and uncertain times.
With each day's news cycles bringing more head-spinning and disturbing headlines."
He also touched on the utter loss of shame among political leaders.
"Politicians have always lied, but it used to be if you caught them lying, they'd be like, oh, man. Now they just keep on lying."
And he touched on an old theme.
"Love comes more naturally to the human heart. Let's remember that truth. Let's see it as our North Star."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.